Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Alex Cox, a fully sentient automaton destroyer bot.
And I'm Matthew Casanelli, and we're coming to you from the year 2030 with our predictions for this year's WWDC. It's been a long, long time since we finally got dark mode, and the Reminders app redesign created a wave of productivity unparalleled in humanity since the invention of fire, which was pretty exciting. But now we're here over 10 years later, predicting what we'll see next from Apple CEO Ari Weinstein, whose masterful development of Siri shortcuts has turned the world upside down time and time again and shot him up and around the ring to the top of Apple Park, which now hovers exactly 4 millimeters above the ground just because. So, Alex, what are you expecting this year?
You know, we've had a foldable iPhone for a while, but I don't know. I just think this is finally going to be the year where you can fold it over twice. Because, you know, when the iPhone and iPad combined into one, it was great. But then we still, like, after a decade, I still can't fit my phone in my pocket. I can fit it into the little slot in my abdomen that has replaced, you know, my fleshy body. But I just would like to be a normal robot and wear pants instead of having to, you know, insert a piece of foldable glass that was discovered and invented in 2025. What about you?
It really is a shame that we haven't gotten the double fold yet, because
it's
about time. It's been years and years.
Yeah.
I personally am looking forward to the release of the Mac Pro, which was announced over 10 years ago and still hasn't been released, somehow surpassing the Mac Mini in the length of time not being updated. But it's also been a while since the Great Keyboard Revolt of 2019, led by Marco Arment. He really just, like, things escalated quickly once he couldn't figure out AirPlay 2, and then just the keyboard thing led him over the edge.
I mean, it was a really tragic time because, you know, you had John Siracusa just getting a tent outside of Apple Park and going on a hunger strike for the Mac Pro. And little did he know it wasn't going to be another 10 years. Or who knows? Maybe, you know, Ari is going to get on stage and say that, you know, we don't need a Mac Pro. Which, I mean, do we really? Because Mac OS, you know, that's long gone. When was the last time you even used Mac OS? Just like for a fun, you know how, you know, like 20, 30 years ago, I used to boot up Mac OS 9 and was like, oh, this is fun. Ever since, you know, iOS and Mac OS merged into iMac OS, like it just feels so arbitrary to like have to go and get an old computer that doesn't have an ARM chip in it, and it's just exhausting. So I don't know. I don't think there's really a need for a Mac Pro anymore, especially because every other product is already modular. So I don't know. I'm not that excited. Are you still, like, is a fire still burning for you?
I've been doing all of my work via Siri, actually, lately, since Shortcuts expanded and took over most of everything that I needed to do. But then that really combined with the new VR experience that they have for Battle Room. That's really been, it's amazing how they took what we found in Ender's Game and then just fully recreated it in everybody's homes. So that's been impressive.
I really like how they uncanceled, I don't even remember his name, whatever the homophobic guy who wrote Ender's Game. See, I don't even remember.
Orson Scott Card.
Yeah. See, I'm glad he mysteriously died in that fire. I'm not surprised to hear you say that you've done everything with voice, because, you know, you've always been a pioneer of shortcuts for the past, like, oh god, decade now. But I thought that once Siri became sentient that you would have sort of moved away from her. Or are you like slowly moving into Siri 2.0, where it's, you know, I know that it's still a little janky, but it just, I've been sticking with that because it feels like the future and I feel less guilty about it, I guess. I don't know.
I am unable to comment against my overlord.
All right. Best of luck with that. I'm sure you won't come to any sort of tragic end or be abandoned like Joaquin Phoenix was.
So as a quick aside, I hope the audio quality is sounding good coming out of everybody's Apple contacts, because we've actually moved beyond AirPods and HomePods into just sound that beams out of your eyeballs, in addition to that AR experience that they've been slowly developing. It's still ARKit 4.0 is still in progress and hasn't really, they still only have the upper walls and on the flat surfaces, but nothing else yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. When they integrated sound, I was like, oh, cool. Like, we can have podcasts and IKEA furniture. Just that IKEA furniture AR experience still going strong. But at least, you know, it's kind of helpful in the Apple cars. I mean, I don't drive one because it's like the public transit here in Chicago has indeed gotten so much better. And because I can like put on my Apple glasses and basically go into full VR mode and not talk to anybody, that's kind of my preferred mode of travel. But you have a car, right? Or you used to?
Yeah, no, I actually just got rid of it for the Apple Boost issues. It goes up to 4 miles per hour while I'm just standing there, which is pretty dope. And I pretty much just like don't have to do anything anymore. I can just stand there and then Siri will do the stuff for me. And we're all kind of shuffling along in those lines.
I almost worry, you know, there's all of these reports of like we've been turned just into mindless zombies and that stuff. I mean, the same way people were saying that we were addicted to smartphones. But I do miss sort of having a heads up display. And I don't know, like the glass that they developed so that you were able, you know, CarPlay eventually just became CarOS. And with CarOS, the like main thing that I truly enjoyed was how it went from, I think that was the frontier of like, you went to touch and then that was like, okay, pretty much voice only and, you know, turn here, that sort of thing. I bet there's people listening to this who don't even remember that. Like, oh God. And definitely there's nobody. Oh man. I wonder if there's anybody listening who was ever in a regular car. I miss the smell of gas a little bit, but I'd never admit that. This WWDC, though, my main hope is that we will officially get approval from the FDA to embed Apple Watches into our skin. I mean, I know they're basically transparent and on your wrist, but you still have to, like, you know, and it charges via solar, but I really just kind of want it underneath my skin. Would you do that or no? Or would you just stick with the classic?
I'm not totally sure if I would do it under the skin, because I've heard there's been some problems about like reliability and getting dust under there. And it kind of just like doesn't actually end up working. So I don't know. I think we're all a little scarred from that.
I mean, I guess, as always, I'm recognizing my privilege in that I can take off my skin and like clean it. It actually reminds me of the keyboard revolts, because I need to get that air compressor in, like in my inner arm, and just get all that crap out. But I don't know. Like, this seems like it's gonna, it's the way of the future. It's kind of like when we were even thinking about the original Apple glasses and the original Apple Watch, even. I just, you know, eventually everybody's gonna get them, and I rather have this implant than a Google implant. So I don't know. I'm always conflicted about this stuff. But also, yeah, as I've become, you know, a literal cyborg, it's like, how long can I keep this bit up? I don't know.
I mean, everybody knows you can't do real work with a human body.
Oh, don't get me started. There's going to be... I remember when Mac Stories pivoted to human stories? That was a bold, brave stance by Federico Vittici. Like, if he hadn't uploaded his consciousness into one of his iPads, like, he'd still be going strong. I miss that guy.
Yeah. Well, there's also been a lot of changes just in, like, Apple itself. I mean, it has been, what, a couple years since President Cook was elected, and he's been doing fantastic, which is just amazing. Phil Schiller and Eddie Q have gone off and started a jam band.
Oh, wait,
that's been
really?
Going really well.
That's some trivia. Yeah. What?
I also, although I did hear a sad detail that they always leave a VIP seat for Johnny, but he's never actually showed up.
the rumor is, and you know, obviously the design team has been really tight-lipped, but it, like, it just seems like he sort of vanished. Like, I wouldn't put it past him to somehow just like vanish his own consciousness and body into thin air. That's the other thing I really hope they have. I want a better neural hard drive. It reminds me actually of the fusion drives of the 2010s. Like, I just want a full-on solid state disk in my head. Sometimes
you like that SSD.
Yeah, it's about time that everybody has that. It's ridiculous that they're still shipping implants with moving parts. I don't know. Oh, and yeah, and along with like the implants, the fact that the HomePods still are, I mean, we were obviously, the HomePod started out as that wonderful Siri ball, as I used to call it. But now that it's actually a pod that you live in, like, they need to get better air filters in at these. Like, after they bought Molecule in 2021, like, you really, really should get that stuff in there. Like, there's no reason that Samsung should have better air quality in their pods.
It's agreed.
Oh, I mean, speaking of HomePods, do you still subscribe to Apple TV?
I mean, Apple won me over from day one with Planet of the Apps, so of course I am.
Yeah.
Are you not?
No, I am. Planet of the Apps was so underrated, and it was just so before its time, and I kind of feel bad because I really just shat all over that. But, I mean, once it was taken over by Oprah, I think that's when it really, really skyrocketed. And, I mean, Oprah and Gayle, they're just game changers, and who knew that the future of TV was indeed apps? Like, we've kind of merged everything else together, but no, apps are still going strong on the TV. I love it. It's kind of nostalgic. It's like putting on, it's like when people would put on some vinyl or something. I like it.
That crispy, authentic sound, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's as if you're sitting in front of a big screen in your apartment.
You forget when you're just in your HomePod sitting on the toilet watching everything from the VR goggles and giving TED Talks in your underwear.
It is truly like the one time I think people still are focusing on a single task, which is, you know, I'm being like real nostalgic. Like, you know, I don't want to be like the Stephen Hackett person who is going to be like buried with all of this old Apple gear, but it'd be nice to, in your casket, just have a little Apple TV puck. I don't know, but I'm not going to die because, you know, thank you, Fusion Drives. Do you have any other sort of predictions? I mean, at this point, I'm just going to enjoy my time in San Jose. Like, as soon as Apple bought the whole town, I think that's when WWDC, like, really ramped up and it became a more inclusive and all-encompassing event. Like, oh, God, it used to be that you couldn't get food after, like, midnight. It was, oh, God, it was bonkers. Man, I was, like, 28. Ugh.
I'm personally just going to have to stock up on some sunscreen because I haven't been outside in about 9 months. So that'll be nice to join some other people in meat space.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one time of year to do it. Might as well. All right. Do you want to tell people about our Patreon?
Well, I've just been super amazed. Yesterday, we just hit the 1 billion subscriber mark, which has been awesome. Thank you, everybody, for all of the support. And especially now that we've really hit this mark, we wanted to give it back to the first 500 people who subscribe to our Patreon. And so every single one of you will get $1 million each. So congratulations to those first subscribers. Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah. So again, thank you so much to everybody who has supported us for all of these years. Matthew, where can people find you?
You can find me in San Jose at WWDC, where I will be there the entire week to hang out with people just like I did 10 years ago.
Winkety wink, nudgety nudge. But seriously, thank you. If you have made it to the end of this episode, wow, you sure have. You're either out of, like, you either can't pause or delete an episode, or you're being held hostage by me and I'm forcing you to listen to it. Hi, Maddie. Yeah, come hang. I'll be at WWDC until Thursday. No, Wednesday night, and come say hello. This is really the one time of year that I like to talk to people. And I'm not even working that. I'm only working like one of the nights. So fun.
Well, I will see you there as well.
All right. This has been the 10,125th episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds. I've definitely trusted Apple's commitment to health ever since the Apple poop, the gut.
I can't do that.
the eye crap? I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with this. I can't even embedding things into your.